Homebody by Theo Parrish. Read by Rowley Botha, Annabel Baldwin and George Naylor.
For you, whenever and however you need it.
Hello, I'm Theo, and these are my cats, Ben, Ollie and Henry. I'm creative, I love animals, and I collect novelty teapots. Oh, and I'm transgender and non-binary. It's nice to meet you. It's been a bit of a journey to understand and be able to express how I feel about my gender. I think that for most people, gender is a fixed point on a map. Most are lucky enough to be born at the correct destination. For some of us, our starting point is unfamiliar. It's like we were dropped off at the wrong station. We realised at some point that we weren't meant to stay where we were planted. We were supposed to take a journey. I don't care as much about the destination or getting from A to B. For me, it's more about the journey. On the road between, I discover what it means to be me. Out here, on my own, I realise that it's okay to take the scenic route, to slow down so I can take in the sights and sounds I might otherwise miss along the way. Oh, hello. Nice to meet you, little friend. To stay a while, if I like the view. To lie in the grass. Take in the universe hanging over me. And watch as the stars align. Most days, I'm happy being perfectly in between. Out in the open, the breeze on my skin. This is how it was meant to be. Free from destination. Free to choose my own way. I am an explorer. Some days out here, I can feel myself inching closer, drawn by the allure of a fixed abode. Do I? Should I? What if? When this happens, I remind myself, how I feel may change, but I will always remain myself. It's okay to set off with no fixed goal in mind, to wander, meander, to take my time. It's okay to make my own path. To begin going somewhere, then change my mind. I wonder what's over there. This journey is mine. To take as I please, one step at a time. Coming home to myself, wherever that may be. Chapter 1. I haven't always been able to express my feelings about my gender. To understand how I got here, we're going to have to go back a bit. I grew up in a house with fairly relaxed gender roles. My mum is practical and kind. She always stands up for what she believes in.
We will not be quiet. We will not be quiet. We will not be quiet.
She likes gardening. Baking.
200 grams self-raising flour. And let's get...
sleeping through movies. And singing along to Annie Lennox in the kitchen.
Dun, 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 dun.
She is not a fan of the phrase,
"You're prettier when you smile more."
My dad is quiet and thoughtful. He likes football.
Hoorah, yeah! Hoorah, yeah!
And reading.
The dragon raised its head and stared at the elf dead in the eye.